Easter is coming up, and I just can't wait to have the whole family in one place. And of course, what's Easter without an awesome Easter brunch? Now, I don't know about your family, but mine is a little picky, and I really wanted to impress them with something delicious. A friend told me I should check out Total Wine & More. It was crazy! They must have every wine and beer imaginable. I told one of their friendly experts my situation, and they found me just the thing. This sparkling wine is going to be absolutely perfect for brunch, even with my picky family. I know next time I need something, I'm shopping at Total Wine and More.
Blog Talk Radio.
Contra Radio Network presents the Contra Dawn Show with your host, Dawn Appleberg.
Gentlemen, I hope that we have managed to go ahead and test all of our technical difficulties. Basically, we got rid of the reverb.
We got rid of the delay.
And I am now on a landline, so we should not have any ups and downs when it comes to communication.
Let's see what that
is. Okay, so
I was going to talk about
the Northern Ireland political scenario to kind of give us an idea of how free we are compared to a lot of the world, and that fell through completely, considering a lot of their political stances are opposite but uses the same lingo of ours, so it's very confusing, and B, there's just way too much propaganda out there, and I'm actually getting some experts in the field who live there, one of them being Porky, and another individual who happens to be part of the political scene, to go ahead and kind of walk me through those landmines so I don't sound like a complete idiot talking about it.
With that being said,
we've gone ahead and switched it up, and I have started researching and studying some of the significant threats that we have coming up on our Separation of Independence Day. Surprisingly to me, I didn't expect to see some of them. But there are some out there I was not expecting to see at all. And what shocked me is some of them are from the very individuals who are declaring that they don't want to have terrorism in the country. So, we're going to go ahead and discuss that. We're going to go ahead and give you a hot spot checklist. If you are in those areas, recommend you don't be there for the 4th. If there's some way you go ahead and get away from it, great. If you can't, I would recommend having some way of... Second, let me see if I can get rid of that. You're supposed to be muted. There you go. Okay. Get rid of some of the issues that we're having with the terroristic, not just terroristic as in, you know, the usual Al-Akbar or, you know, for the Alliance, for the Horde, whatever. With that being said, the one thing that you need to be completely in the know of in your local area is many, many counties in the nation changed its views over the last 2 years on fireworks. I have found a whopping almost 30% of the counties now in the United States of America do not allow fireworks on the 4th. You need to get with your representative. Just check out, just type in Google fireworks allowed in and then put in your zip code and see what comes up. With that being said, some of them are kind of unique. A good example, when I lived back in Tacoma off 116th Street, the left side was county, the right side was city. So we could light them off, and we just had individuals looking on both ends. As soon as they saw a police officer coming, they'd yell, and we'd just meander over to the other side of the street. They couldn't touch us. So with that being said, hey, Porky. With that being said, I took care of the echo, so keep me posted. With that being said, guys, it's going to be up to you because I did not have an opportunity to go and put up my touch-as-you-go map that I wanted to, which said yes, no. So, anyway, to make a long story short, I'm going to kill him. To make a long story short, you're going to have to go ahead and take a look at that and see what's going on in your area. We're going to have to take an intervention here. My husband's tried to call me twice now. He knows I'm on the radio, but he keeps on trying to call, so we're going to embarrass him here. live on the radio. How can I help you?
Yeah, I need to talk to you.
Okay. Stand by. Porky, we're going to have intermission here. What's up? Okay, just 1 second. Don't go anywhere. Okay, so with that being said, we've been hearing a lot about the left and the right and what they're gearing up for a confrontation big time in a lot of the rural neighborhoods and this type of thing. If you happen to be in any of the blue states and you happen to be in a rural city, such as Seattle or Chicago, this type of thing, then you can expect that there is going to be some major issues. Taking care of something in the background while I'm doing this. I can't do this anymore. Here we go. And I'm going to be switching my hours for the show, just to let you guys know, because it's just too complicated for me to do it this time right now. Actually, Porky, we're going to have to cancel the show today, okay? I do apologize, everybody, and I will talk to you guys later. Bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this will probably be my last show. It's just apparent that real world, real life is just a little too chaotic for me to go ahead and continue the show. So I will talk to John about it tonight, and I do apologize.
Welcome to Total Wine & More. It's much more than a wine store. It's the eighth wonder of the world.
When people talk about Total Wine & More, they get a little carried away. We're just a big, friendly place run by people with a passion for wine and beer. See, we travel the world to find the best wines from the best regions, and we sell them at the lowest prices anywhere.
And friendly, helpful experts at every turn.
You know what? Maybe we are the eighth wonder of the world.
Shop in-store or online at TotalWine.com.
Easter is coming up, and I just can't wait to have the whole family in one place. And of course, what's Easter without an awesome Easter brunch? Now, I don't know about your family, but mine is a little picky, and I really wanted to impress them with something delicious. A friend told me I should check out Total Wine & More. It was crazy. They must have every wine and beer imaginable. I told one of their friendly experts my situation, and they found me just the thing. This sparkling wine is going to be absolutely perfect for brunch, even with my picky family. I know next time I need something, I'm shopping at Total Wine & More. And more.